Hello, 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 everyone. Today is October 4th, 2020, and we are beginning a new podcasting platform. I will be changing the name of this current podcast and creating a new cover art to reflect said journey or path that I'm on right now. As you know, I don't know if you know if I spoke about this in the last BST, but I have moved across the country and I am no longer near my cursing cousin, my beloved cursing cousin anymore. So this podcast platform will be revamped and changed into what I believe serves me today, which is my poetry. My poetry is very, very personal and very, salacious at times. Today's poem is going to be I Mean a Girl Can Dream. That is the title of the poem. I wrote this back in undergrad when I was a wee pea. I want to say maybe I was 19 years old. I'm 26. No, it can't be 19 years. I'm 26. How many years ago was college? Oh my God. Oh, insert Wendy Williams meme, bro. Like, dang, that was a long time ago. How old were people in sophomore year? Okay, we're getting off topic. Moreover, today's poem is going to be about me and my journey that I was going through at the time and how I felt. And I feel like a lot of people are feeling like this now in 2020. This year was supposed to be about enlightenment. When I tell you December, I feel like all of the memes and all about the new vision, 2020 vision is going to be great. It's going to be this, and it has been a tumultuous year, as I know everybody on the planet Earth can attest to. It has not been anything like we thought it was going to be. People were beginning businesses, myself included. August 2020 was supposed to be the launch of something that I still plan on launching. And that didn't happen because of vendor and just a lot of stuff going on. I started a new job in February, which was very unexpected, and it changed the trajectory of my career, which I am 100% joyous and thankful to God for. And things ended, things have began or begun, I should say. My relationship with my friends has changed because, again, I've moved across the country and I've began new relationships more recently, which I'm very happy for as well. And yeah, so this particular poem is just going to be about who are we? Why do we choose the path that we choose? Are we 100% sure of ourselves? And again, 2020 is supposed to be that year for enlightenment. Quarantine has brought out a lot of, I feel like, new entrepreneurs, as I've seen on social media platforms. And people, when I tell you, they are rampant, they're sure of themselves, they are 100% selling what they're selling. When I'm telling you, pages, LLCs have been coming out of, especially black-owned businesses, which I am ecstatic for, to help with and be a part of. But when it comes back to us as individual people, collaboration is key and all of these things. But who are you? You can have your several streams of income, you can have your degrees, you can have all of these things. But who are you? Who am I? That's kind of what this poem is about. Whenever I grew up, I never felt that feeling, that warm feeling inside that said, yes, Brittany, you are supposed to be a nurse. You are supposed to be a lawyer. You are supposed to be a contractor, compliance officer, astronaut. I never had that feeling that said, yes, this is what you're supposed to be doing. So I was watching Girlfriends this weekend, and I was just sawing Lynn's disgruntled or un, you know, settled feelings about her career path, and she had turned 30 years old and she still hadn't figured out exactly what she wanted to be. She's always been a flighty, free-spirited person, which I have acquired that title myself. I always felt like I was free-spirited. I'm down for the cause. I'm riding out whenever you ready. Like, I'm a rider, you feel me? I've always had that title for myself. And I've always tried new things, new hobbies. I played the violin. I was a cheerleader. I was a stepper. I was a business marketing major. I was a anthropology major. I was pharmaceutical science, biology, pre-med. When I tell you, I've done it all. I've done it all. And like, these experiences have molded who I am today, and I am very happy in my career now. But I do know that it's more things that I want to do, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be beginning more things just like this podcast. And yeah, so I'm going to read this poem, and then we're going to delve deeper into what that means, what this poem means to me today, and how I was feeling back then. I'm not going to hold y'all, it's a little cringy. So, disclaimer. Again, it's some immature moments as well. Bear with it. This is like my first performative poem back then in undergrad. So let us just do it. Let's get into it right now. Half of the shit I say shouldn't be said, but I was taught that it was better to let it out than to hold things back, whether it's said to those people or through poetry or rap. I'm not trying to hurt feelings, I'm just expressing mine, and it's winter break from college, so I have nothing but ample time. Well, here I am, spiraling into a world of uncertainty, and nothing but darkness surrounds naive me. Ahead, there are nothing but obstacles, whether they're big or small. You may say, Brittany, you have it all, so just use it. Why are you complaining? When the truth is, I'm not complaining, I'm just cautiously contemplating. I'm steady screaming for directions, but no one can help me. I'm not trying to begin amok. I look around, I see nothing but bad credit holders and oodles of horrible luck. I don't want to be that woman 50, wondering where she went wrong. I want to have six figures and a tan or dark-skinned man standing firm and tall that takes care of me and our little Mercedes. And a Benz. Oh yeah, and some children. I want a $1,000 couch. I want some Christian Louboutins. Is that too much to ask for a girl like me? I mean, a girl can dream. I'm in school now, and I have two jobs, and I chair. I also manage to keep a good academic standing career. I pat myself on the back because, yes, I have tried, but dang, child, where's my guide to help me keep my low-key pride stride? My auntie helps me tremendously in ways that she does not know and I cannot explain, but not even she can make these decisions for me. My mother has 4 degrees, a strong black woman who knows the answer to everything, but not even she can make the decisions for me. She raised me high maintenance. I'm spoiled to the core, money hungry, so only real paying jobs can fit my needs. I gotta be a doctor, a lawyer, maybe president, or even Olivia Pope. I'll be her any day, sophisticated, comfortable, strong. I can't go wrong. I can't just make it. I wanna overcome and prevail. Fail is not in my details. I don't wanna be poetic justice. I wanna be Maya Angelou. In my old years, I would glow out of content because my full life was well spent. I want to be the envy of those beneath me, or at least to the ones that said that I couldn't, saying I'm dumb, simple-minded, she too pretty, she ain't smart, that girl gotta be stupid. I want to say, look at me now and grin and sip my tea because Britney T is the baddest thing since Taraji P. I mean, a girl can dream. I can go on and on saying what I want and what I will have, but sadly, there is no guarantee. I can only work hard and cross my fingers for a plentiful prosperity. I just wish there was an answer to this good life wanting mentality thing. I mean, a girl can dream. So there we have it. That is my poem. So I read this in my poetry club. In undergrad, I was a part of that in front of people, if I'm not mistaken. And again, that poem is I Mean a Girl Can Dream. So It was just confusion on my decision making. I was an undergrad at a private college. When I tell you my first year of undergrad, I didn't really know what I was doing. Does anybody really know what they were doing? No. I spent $10,000 my first year of undergrad. When I tell you, it makes no sense. And had no guidance on what I wanted to do. People were trying to chip you, get your money. I was working two jobs, strung out. When I tell you strung out, I didn't know what I was doing, but I didn't know that I had to get the hell out of where I was at because it was an option for me to stay, unfortunately. If I had, stayed back and thought about it more, I don't know if I would have ever, done anything. I don't know. I don't know. But the confusion about what you want to do or what your life and how no one in your family can specifically tell you. But I believe that you can do more than one thing with your life that I know now. You don't have to have one specific singular purpose. Of course, God has a purpose for you and what you're supposed to do with your life, but there's time for us to figure that out. Yes, life is short, but it's not so short where you can't explore and figure out things. As I have learned this year, I feel like my life has changed the most within the span of 2019 to 2020. So many things have changed. So many people have exited my life. So many. Nothing is for certain around us. So why do we feel like we have to be this singular person, steadfast in one specific arena for the rest of our lives? Like, that seems so serious. The B movie, for example. Yeah, I just leave that there. So that was my poem, and moral of the story is we can all dream and continue to dream and be dreamers and be multifaceted people doing things. I should write bullet points, it sounds like, because I feel like I'm rambling. But that is my point. That is my poem. And today is Sunday, and I'm going to do this every Sunday for as long as I can. Next week, I'll be more structured with my thought processes. And yeah, moral of the story is don't let 2020 get you down, because it sure did get me down, because it knocked me off of a lot of things I had going, as it did for other people. And yes, 2020 is the vision. Use it as a reflection. I'm talking to myself when I'm talking to you guys. And be steadfast in what you're doing. That's all you can do in this life. Talking to younger me, talking to me now, talking to y'all. So yeah, that is the first podcast. Wow, it was only 14 minutes. I think I'm gonna try to keep it short, like 30 minutes. 30 minutes or below, because I can't talk for that long. So yeah, let us exit. Thanks for listening. Rate. This podcast already has subscribers or followers. What do you have in podcasting? I don't know. But yeah, come back and listen, y'all. Talk to you later.